Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
At their most recent Kenai City Council meeting on Wednesday, June 21st, the council increased in estimated revenues and appropriations in the general fund for the park and recreation utilities budget by $20,000. Over the last year, the monthly parks and recreation utility bills have increased significantly. The main reason is increased power usage at the multi-purpose facility. However, there will be many issues with the compressors this year, and wear and tear on the equipment has continued to be significant over the last several years with the use of summer ice. No longer providing summer ice and performing regularly scheduled maintenance on the compressor should keep costs down for future years. There has not been a significant change in utility costs for several years. However, in fiscal year 23, there has been a 20 to 30% increase in utility cost to the multi-purpose facility. The recreation utilities budget will require an estimated 18% additional funding by the end of fiscal year 2023. Internally, the Parks and Rec Department can transfer funds to cover half of the increase in cost. However, the funds will still be an estimated 9% over budget. Considering the budget issue, the Kenai City Council increased the estimated revenues and appropriations in the general fund to provide supplemental funding for the Parks and Recreation Utilities budget in the amount of $20,000. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Service Committee, voted with 25 of his committee colleagues on Thursday to advance the fiscal year 2024 National Defense Authorization Act from committee. The legislation includes 32 provisions offered by Senator Sullivan and authorizes roughly $168 million in military construction equipment for Alaska and for the Arctic. In addition to provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, the Department of Defense recently announced an additional $203 million military construction project at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson that Senator Sullivan was able to secure. This year's NDAA affirms Alaska's importance to our nation's defense during this dangerous time in our history, said Senator Sullivan. We're able to include a number of important provisions that authorize the fiscal 2024 NDAA to bolster our state's military capabilities, including significant military construction for our state, a provision that will provide opportunities for future funding to the communities that have Coast Guard bases like Kodiak, a more robust Arctic security initiative, which will bring more investment to Alaska, a much-deserved increase in pay for our service members, and greater support and resources for their families in Alaska. While I was disappointed that the amendment to increase the president's defense budget, which we have done in a bipartisan way in the last two NDAAs, was blocked by my Democratic colleagues, I was able to secure several provisions that I have long been pushing for to address our nation's military readiness. These provisions include forcing the Navy to submit a 30-year shipbuilding plan that addresses serious security challenges across the globe, particularly with regard to protecting Taiwan from Chinese invasion and pushing our NATO allies to, at long last, fulfill their treaty obligations and pay their fair share to defend NATO countries in Europe, according to Senator Sullivan. The $168 million in military construction provisions for Alaska include runway extension at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, unoccupied personnel housing at Fort Wainwright, ADL Alert Crew Facility at Hangar 18 on J-Bear, Soldier Performance Readiness Center at Fort Wainwright, Precision Guided Missile Complex at J-Bear, AMC Standard Dual Bay Hangar at Allison Air Force Base, Consolidated Munitions Complex at Allison Air Force Base, and JPARC Joint Range Operations Facility at Allison Air Force Base. For more on this, just visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy's recent vetoes on Alaska's 2024 budget have slashed more than $87 million in one-time K-12 education funding, among other line-item vetoes. A variety of constituents and educators are urging lawmakers to override these vetoes. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.